This is Ozarks at Large for the 14th day of February. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me on the phone is Becca Bacon-Martin. She's the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
Kyle, mm-hmm. I got to tell you, I'm in love.
Oh, well, appropriate topic for the day.
I don't know if this guy's wife knows it or not.
Oh, so. Boy. Okay.
It is a photographer in Fort Smith. His name is Ray Wallace, but he's also provost and senior vice chancellor at the University of Arkansas in Fort Smith, and I'm in love with him because of his photographs. We spoke last year when he had his own show. This time he's part of a show called Focus on the Fort, Three Photographic Perspectives, and it's on through the end of the month at the Smith-Pendergraph Campus Center. He shoots, for this show he shot, statuary and sculptures around the city.
Mm-hmm.
There's also photographs of what the photographer calls the built environment. The photographer is Henry Rennie, who's dean of the College of Humanities and Social Sciences, and he shot structures with links to the past. He says the oldest item is an iron mooring ring from the early 1800s that you can still see along the river.
Oh, cool.
And then there's photographer Kat Wilson, who works in the marketing and communications office, and she did what she's calling panoramic portraits of Fort Smith people.
I can't wait to see this.
The art is beautiful, and if you saw Friday's What's Up section, it was Ray Wallace's photo on the front of a Confederate. It's a statue to a Confederate soldier, and it's gorgeous. So check it out. It's called Three Photographic Perspectives. Gallery hours are 8 to 6 Monday through Thursday and 8 to 4 Fridays through February at the Smith-Pendergraph Campus Center at UAFS. It's free, and the reception for the photographers has been rescheduled. Gee, I wonder why. To 5:30 on February 28th, so you can go and meet them.
That's in a couple of weeks, couple of weeks from tonight. All right. Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.